Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is 7:16. It's still going to turn cool, I guess, by the weekend. It seems as though those numbers keep getting revised upward. Highs of 90 today with a 40% chance for showers. 88 tomorrow. Same chance for rain. That diminishes to 20% in the morning on Saturday. Highs of 76 as a cool front, I guess we're going to call it, comes through. Then Sunday, highs of 88, and we're back into the mid to upper 80s early next week. Our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll asking you, do you only hang out with people who share your political beliefs? It's 50-50 right now. As for me and me only, I think that is the most boring thing in the world, because I guess any successful play, movie, piece of music, you got to have tension and release, you got to have conflict. But maybe that's just me. Ron Fauché joins us, political analyst and publisher of Lunchtime Politics. Good morning, Ron. How you doing?
Good morning. Happy to be with you.
Thank you, sir. How important is political affiliation to people? And when you look at that thing that happened with Ellen and George Bush, while seemingly silly on the surface, it's not really, because she took a lot of heat from other celebrities for sitting in Jerry Jones's box, sitting next to George Bush, seemingly having a good time watching the game. And it just seems to me that people are not necessarily just the sum of what they believe politically, right?
Yeah, I totally agree with that. You know, in recent years, politics is sort of flooded the decks of American society, and it's affecting, almost everything we do. And we ran a poll not too long ago that showed that, political developments actually were affecting people's happiness. So it really has gone too far. And for somebody like me who has studied politics, been in politics, for many years, I think there's too much politics, and there's too much campaigns, and there's too much in terms of, just obsession with, who's up and who's down every day. And I think we need to recognize the importance of politics and what it can do in electing the right people, but at the same time, not always let it affect our personal lives like that.
What troubles me, Ron, is I don't see this coming back. Do you, going back to initially or where it was a long time ago? It seems like it just could keep getting worse. Or do you reach a boiling point or a tipping point where it does revert back to the way it was?
Well, it's hard to say. I tend to think that maybe it can kind of simmer down a little bit over time, but for the foreseeable future, it as the old saying goes, it'll get worse before it gets worse.
Has it? I go back to the Godfather with, it's not personal, it's just business. Has it changed, back when you first started and so forth? Was it just business and not personal, but now has it become intensely personal?
Oh, I think it really has become intensely personal, and I think it has changed over the years. And I think a lot of it is due to the sort of polarization of the political parties that particularly in a place like Louisiana, where we had, a lot of people who were, voting Democratic and Republican, and they weren't as polarized as they were now, as they are now. And I think that's changed a lot.
Let me take a break. We come back, I want to talk to you about negative campaigning. Ron Fauché, our guest, political analyst and publisher of the Lunchtime Politics newsletter. I presume that is already, as always, happened, but I don't know if it's getting worse. 720, traffic now, WWL. 726, Tommy Tucker now at WWL. We're talking with Ron Fauché, our guest, political analyst and publisher of Lunchtime Politics, about how important is a political party to your identity. Do you get along with people who believe the opposite of what you do? And our Blue Runner Gumbo is opinion poll is asking you, do you have friends who don't share your political beliefs? 75% are saying yes. I'll be optimistic and say that's accurate, but I got my doubts. Ron, some texts have come in, and I'd like to pass them along, if I may. Somebody says social media has changed everything. Somebody else texted in and said, it all went to hell when CNN came on with the 24-hour a day, 7-day a week news cycle.
Well, I think some of those comments are correct, that that technology has given us tools, the 24-hour a day news cycle, the 24-hour a day internet coverage and social media, that that has enlarged the idea of political conflict and political polarization, and listening to only people who agree with you, and I think that's correct. I think all of those comments are hitting it right on the nail.
When you see, some people are saying that it's the, quote, liberal networks that are dividing the country, and others saying that Fox is the only people that represent the country. I mean, obviously, people have different views. But whomever it is, when you see this screen, and let's face it, conflict makes for good television, right? So when you see the screen and they got like six people up there and one of them screaming at the other and the other one screaming at the third one who's got a beef with the fourth one on the screen, do people take their lead from TV? And because that conversation is less than civil and the TV producers really don't want it to be because that could be kind of boring, do people perhaps take their cue from that and think, yeah, I am mad and yeah, they are stupid?
Well, I think a lot of people do, but I think what's more troubling is we're getting more and more to a society where people are only reading and listening to other people who agree with them. And while that may be easier to do and more satisfying, if you're never hearing the other side or the other perspective, then it makes this polarization worse. It demonizes the opposition. And then people get to a point where they say, well, we're in a battle, good versus evil. And that's when politics starts flowing into people's personal lives. So all of these things have had a big impact. I think technology's had a big impact. I think money in politics has had a big impact. I think the way these talk shows have covered politics and have given people a point of view without news and facts. I think all of this has made the situation worse.
Let me jump in real quick with a question about the local elections. Negative campaigning, I don't know if people say they like it or they don't like it, but it must work because people do it, right?
Well, it does work, and that's why they do it. And every time you do a poll and ask voters if they like it, they say no, they don't. But then it affects people's opinion in the campaign.
I appreciate your time, Ron. I really do. I hope you have a good day.
Thank you.
Ron Fauché, political analyst, publisher of the Lunchtime Politics.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.